The Renaissance Poets, An Introduction, Volume 2. For our Renaissance poets, we start with the coming to the throne of Henry VIII in 1519. From then until its end, with the crumbling of the English Republic under Cromwell in 1659, these poets capture a time when the world as they knew it underwent tumultuous change. Within their ranks were Spenser, Donne, Milton, Shakespeare, Sidney, Johnson, Marvel, Drayton. It is a list rich and sumptuous, long and gloried. In these volumes, we bring all these poets and others together to illustrate this poetical canon.
Sonnet of Black Beauty by Lord Edward Herbert of Cherbury. Black Beauty, which above that common light, whose power can no colours here renew, but those which darkness can again subdue, does still remain unvaried to the sight, and like an object equal to the view, art neither changed with day nor hid with night, when all these colours which the world call bright, and which old poetry doth so pursue, are with the night so perished and gone, that of their being there remains no mark. Thou still abidest so entirely one, that we may know thy blackness is a spark of light inaccessible, and alone our darkness which can make us think it dark.
The Storm by John Donne. Thou which art I, 'tis nothing to be so. Thou which art still thyself, by these shalt know part of our passage, and a hand or eye by Hilliard drawn is worth a history by a worse painter made, and without